Welcome to Zichud Daf Sin Mani Mani by Ram Goldar, and today Masech is Gittin, Daf Pei Gimel, the ninth Perek HaMagarish. The Zichud Masech is Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zichud Nishmas Chayech Hadas Bas Sender. So the feed-ups we're going to focus on, number one, Abraiser relates that after Rabbi Eliezer's passing, 4 to 9 posed challenges to his validating a limited get. Rabbi Tarfon asks, if she married the brother of the prohibited man, the one excluded from the get's permit, and he died childless, Lonim Sazer Oker Davar Min HaTorah, has the first husband not been found to uproot a law from the Torah by disqualifying her from Yibum? Thus, such a get cannot be valid. Rabbi Yosef Galili asks, Heicha Matzina Osu Lazer Mutu Lazer? Where do we find someone prohibited to this man and permitted to that man? She should be either permitted or forbidden to everyone. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah asks, the Torah calls divorce krisus, severance, davar koras bein ol levena, requiring something that completely severs the bond between him and her without limitations. Rabbi Kiva asks two more questions. Rabbi Yeshua told them, Ein mashivin asa'ari lachar misa. One cannot refute the lion after his death, although he himself posed a challenge later. The Gemara explains how all the questions can be refuted except for Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's. Point number two, the Gemara says that although Rabbi Eliezer holds that a limited get is effective and she's prohibited to the man excluded by the husband, he agrees where he permitted her to everyone except Ploni that if she married another man and the marriage subsequently ended by the husband dying or divorcing, Shumateres Lezesh and Esra Love, that she becomes permitted to this man to whom she was prohibited because the second marriage completely severs her first marriage. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar objected, Heichon Matzina Shezeh Osu Vezeh Mater. Where do we find that this man prohibits something and that man permits it? How can the first husband's prohibition be absolved by the second husband's marriage? Three proofs are presented to demonstrate that it is indeed possible for one person to permit what another person prohibited. Number one, a Yavam permits a Yavam with Chalitza, ending the first husband's prohibition. Number two, a sage can nullify someone's Nadarim. And number three, a husband can revoke his wife's Nadarim. All three challenges are rejected. And point number three, the Gemara asks, what the other Tanai besides Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who did not challenge Rabbi Eliezer from the word krisus, learned from this word? It answers that it teaches that all conditions to a divorce must have an endpoint. As a Brisa teaches, if he says, Har ze giteich amana shalotish di yayin, here's your get on condition you do not drink wine, amana shalotech lo beis avich, or on condition you don't go to your father's house, lo'am ein ze krisus. If the condition was made forever, this is not a severance, and the get is invalid. Shloshim yom, har ze krisus. If this was made for 30 days, this is sufficient severance, and the get is valid. Rava says, according to the Gemara's final version, if he dictates a condition to last, all the days of your life, meaning the wife's life, ain't ze krisus. This is not a severance, since she cannot outlive the condition. But if he said, or ploni, all the days of my life or all the days of Ploni's life, this is sufficient severance, since she can outlive the condition. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Bryce relates that after Rabbi Eliezer's passing, 4 to 9 posed challenges to his validating a limited get. Rabbi Tarfon asks, if she married the brother of the prohibited man, the one excluded from the get's permit, and he died childless, Lonim Sazer Oker Davar Min HaTorah, has the first husband not been found to uproot a law from the Torah by disqualifying her from Yibum? Thus, such a get cannot be valid. Rabbi Yosef Galili asks, Heicha Matzina Osu Lazer Mutu Lazer? Where do we find someone prohibited to this man and permitted to that man? She should be either permitted or forbidden to everyone. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah asks, the Torah calls divorce krisus, severance, davar koras bein ol levena, requiring something that completely severs the bond between him and her without limitations. Rabbi Kiva asks two more questions. Rabbi Yeshua told them, Ein mashivin asa'ari lachar misa. One cannot refute the lion after his death, although he himself posed a challenge later. The Gemara explains how all the questions can be refuted except for Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's. Point number two, the Gemara says that although Rabbi Eliezer holds that a limited get is effective and she's prohibited to the man excluded by the husband, he agrees where he permitted her to everyone except Ploni that if she married another man and the marriage subsequently ended by the husband dying or divorcing, Shumateres Lezesh and Esra Love, that she becomes permitted to this man to whom she was prohibited because the second marriage completely severs her first marriage. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar objected, Heichon Matzina Shezeh Osu Vezeh Mater. Where do we find that this man prohibits something and that man permits it? How can the first husband's prohibition be absolved by the second husband's marriage? Three proofs are presented to demonstrate that it is indeed possible for one person to permit what another person prohibited. Number one, a Yavam permits a Yavam with Chalitza, ending the first husband's prohibition. Number two, a sage can nullify someone's Nadarim. And number three, a husband can revoke his wife's Nadarim. All three challenges are rejected. And point number three, the Gemara asks, what the other Tanai besides Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who did not challenge Rabbi Eliezer from the word krisus, learned from this word? It answers that it teaches that all conditions to a divorce must have an endpoint, as the Braisa teaches. If he says, Har zegitech amana shalotishti yain, here's your get on condition you do not drink wine, amana shalotechu beisavich, or on condition you don't go to your father's house, lo'am ein zekrisas. If the condition was made forever, this is not a severance, and the get is invalid. Shloshim yom har zekrisas. If this was made for 30 days, this is sufficient severance, and the get is valid. Rava says, according to the Gemara's final version, if he dictates a condition to last, all the days of your life, meaning the wife's life, ain't a crisis. This is not a severance, since she cannot outlive the condition. But if he said, or ploni, all the days of my life or all the days of Pony's life, is a crisis. This is sufficient severance, since she can outlive the condition. All right, so now we go to our simmer dot peg gimon. Our standard simmon is a pogo stick. A pogo stick. So here goes. The great pogo stick champion called Lion, jumping on the green pogo stick and challenged by four competitors from the limited gets are invalid team, was about to deliver a message to the man prohibited by a get from a first marriage that he was now permitted after a get from a second marriage, when all of a sudden someone shouted out that the second get wasn't a good crisis, because the husband said, here's your get on condition, you do not drink wine forever. Once again, slow motion. The great pogo stick champion, pogo stick, that must be more in Duff. Pei Gimel. The great pogo stick champion called Lion, jumping on the green pogo stick and challenged by four competitors from the limited gets are invalid team, which reminds us, a Bryce relates that after Eliezer's passing, 4 to 9 posed challenges to his validating a limited get. Rabbi Yeshua told them, Ein Meshivin Esa'ari Lachra Misa. One cannot refute the Lion after his death, although he himself posed a challenge later. The Gemara explains how all the questions could be refuted except for Rabbi Eliezer ben Azarias, who asked, the Torah calls divorce krisos, a severance, requiring something that completely severs the bond between him and her without limitations. So the great pogo stick champion called Lion, jumping on the green pogo stick and challenged by four competitors from the limited gets are invalid team, was about to deliver a message to the man prohibited by a get from a first marriage that he was now permitted after a get from a second marriage, which reminds us, the Gemara says that although Rabbi Eliezer holds that a limited get is effective and she is prohibited to the man excluded by the husband, he agrees where he permitted her to everyone except Ploni, that if she married another man and the marriage subsequently ended by the husband dying or divorcing, she muteris lezesh and that's her love, that she becomes permitted to this man to whom she was prohibited, because the second marriage completely severs her first marriage. So the great pogo stick champion called Lion, jumping on the green pogo stick and challenged by four competitors from the limited gets are invalid team, was about to deliver a message to the man prohibited by a get from a first marriage that he was now permitted after a get from a second marriage, when all of a sudden someone shouted out that the second get wasn't a good crisis, because the husband said, here is your get on condition, you do not drink wine forever, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses permanent conditions versus temporary conditions. It was taught in a braisa, one says, Har zekitech amanasho atishti yain. Here's your get on condition that you do not drink wine, or on condition you do not go to your father's house. If the condition was made forever, this is not a crisis, a severance, and the get is invalid. If it was made for 30 days, this is sufficient crisis, and the get is valid. So once again, the great pogo stick champion called Lion, jumping on the green pogo stick and challenged by four competitors from the limited gets are invalid team, was about to deliver a message to the man prohibited by a get from a first marriage that he was now permitted after a get from a second marriage, when all of a sudden someone shouted out that the second get wasn't a good crisis, because the husband said, here's your get on condition, you do not drink wine forever. All right, so now it's time for four blah back chazar. Daf Ein Tes. So the simmer Daf Ein Tes is a pen, and we often use a sofer with a quill. So here goes. The sofer who wrapped the get around his green quill. Quill? That must be wrong, Daf. Ein Tes. Pen. 8. The sofer who wrapped a get around his green quill and practiced throwing the get into the airspace of the roof where his wife normally stands, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Haisa omenes al rosh hagag. If the wife was standing on a rooftop and her husband threw the get up to her, once it reaches the airspace of the roof, harza megareshes, she's divorced. If he's on the roof and she's below in the chutzer and he threw it towards her, she's divorced when it leaves the domain of the roof, even if it's destroyed before reaching her. So the sofer who wrapped the get around his green quill and practiced throwing the get into the airspace of the roof where his wife normally stands, and then towards the airspace of her chutzer surrounded by his chutzer and her box within his box, which reminds us, the Gemara explains the difference between throwing a get into her chutzer inside his chutzer versus inside her box inside his box. So the sofer wrapped the get around his green quill and practiced throwing the get into the airspace of the roof where his wife normally stands, and then towards the airspace of her chutzer surrounded by his chutzer and her box within his box, always made sure to use a get yashan when taking his shots, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that Beis Shammai says, Poter Adam Ishto Beget Yoshan. A person may release his wife with an outdated get, but Beis Hillel forbids it. A get Yoshan is a fine koshin yisyachin imam ma'akashik sabala, any time that the husband was secluded with his wife after he wrote the get for her. The Gemara explains Beis Hillel's concern, Gezer Shem Yom get the Kodim Livna. There's a decree disqualifying a get Yoshan because otherwise people might say her get preceded her son. Daf Pei. So the standard simmer Daf Pei is a painter. So here goes. The green painter's ex-wife painter. That must be on Daf Pei. The green painter's ex-wife who married another painter based on an invalid get and was told that she must leave both of them without receiving her ksuba and other things, which reminds us, the next mission brings an extensive list of consequences for one who marries based on an invalid get, meaning it was dated based on a different government or the wrong location was recorded. She must leave both husbands and requires a get from both, although she's legally married only to one. She does not receive the usual entitlements from either husband, the ksuba, the right to be ransomed, sustenance, or worn-out clothing, and must return any received. A subsequent child from either husband is a mamzer. So the green painter's ex-wife who married another painter based on an invalid get and was told that she must leave both of them without receiving her ksuba and other things, showed her get, which had been written according to the wrong government, to her friend, which reminds us. The Mishnah taught that if the date was written according to the wrong government, the get is invalid with all the relevant consequences. Ulo explains that the rabbis enacted to date Gittin according to the local ruling government, Mishum Shal Malchus, to promote peace with the local government. Rashi explains that the rulers are pleased that their Jewish subjects honor them by using their names in their documents. So the green painter's ex-wife who married another painter based on an invalid get and was told that she must leave both of them without receiving her ksuba and other things, showed her get, which had been written according to the wrong government, to her friend, the Shomer Ziyavim, who had relations with another painter before discovering her tzara was an Ilanese and was now subject to all the same penalties. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that any erva whose tzaros were exempt from Yibum after the husband died childless, the Nisu, and the tzaros married other men, and the erva was found to be an Ilanese, they leave both husbands and are subject to all the penalties. The Gemara clarifies that even if they didn't marry the men but just had relations with them, they would be forbidden to their Yavam. Daf Pei Aleph. So the Siman Daf Pei Aleph is a grandpa. So here goes. While the grandpa, that must mean one Daf Pei Aleph. While the grandpa in the green rocking chair was busy reminiscing that in his generation, even if a get was merely written, the wife was disqualified to the kahuna. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan quoted an observation, Bor eshol kedorsa vishonim dorsa achronim. Come and see that the later generations are not like the earlier generations. In the earlier generations, Beis Shammai disqualified the kahuna, where a get was merely written, whereas in later generations, Rabbi Dosa even allowed captives of idolaters to continue eating truma without concern they were violated by their captors. So, while the grandpa in the green rocking chair was busy reminiscing that in his generation, even if a get was merely written, the wife was disqualified to the kahuna, his grandsons witnessed a man going to yichud with his ex-wife, which effectively made them eidei bia, which reminds the Gemara discusses a concern for a second marriage where one spent the night with his divorcee, and we learn that Beis Hillel holds amrin hen eidei yichud, hen eidei bia. We say that witnesses to seclusion are effectively witnesses to relations, and Beis Shammai disagrees. So, while the grandpa in the green rocking chair was busy reminiscing that in his generation, even if a get was merely written, the wife was disqualified to the kahuna, his grandsons witnessed a man going to yichud with his ex-wife, which effectively made them eidei bia, just as a Cohen's ex-wife left the inn crying after discovering her get was a get kareach, which reminds us, the next mission discusses a get kareach, a bald get which refers to a get makushar, a bound get which has multiple folds which are sewn down, each requiring a signature on the outside. If any fold lacks a signature, it's a bald get and invalid. The Gemara explains why a get kareach is invalid. It's a gezer mishum kulchem. It's a decree because of a concern that the husband told the aidim present at the time, all of you signed the get and some didn't sign, invalidating the get. Daf Pei Beis. So the simmer Daf Pei Beis is peanut butter. So here goes. The owner of the crunchy peanut butter company, Peanut Butter, that must be more on Daf Pei Beis. The owner of the crunchy peanut butter company who divorced his wife, permitting her to all men except the owner of the creamy butter company, which reminds us, the ninth parak begins, Hamagarsh as Ishto v'Amrula, one who divorces his wife and tells her, Hariat muteres l'ko adam elo l'poni, you are permitted to every man but Ploni. Rabbi Eliezer permits her to marry anyone else, but the Chachamim consider the get invalid. The Gemara analyzes the case of the Malchokas by asking if the word Ella here means chutz, except for Ploni, limiting the permit of the get, or almanas, on condition that she can marry anyone on condition she does not marry Ploni. So the owner of the crunchy peanut butter company who divorced his wife, permitting her to all men except the owner of the creamy peanut butter company, was Mekadosh another woman prohibiting her to all men except one, which reminds us Rabbi Abba asked, but Kedushin Heach, what's the halach regarding Kedushin, where he said, you're married to me insofar as you're prohibited to all men except Ploni? This question can be asked according to each opinion regarding the parallel case of Get. So the owner of the crunchy peanut butter company who divorced his wife, permitting her to all men except the owner of the creamy peanut butter company, was Mekadosh another one prohibiting her to all men except one, who happened to be his peanut butter-loving brother Shimon, who was Mekadosh her as well with a similar stipulation, both knowing she would be eligible for Yibum to their brother Levi if they both died. Which reminds us, Abaya commented that even if limited conditions are effective, if Reuven married a woman stipulating to prohibit her to all but his brother Shimon, and then Shimon married her stipulating to prohibit her to all but Reuven, and they both died childless, she would be eligible for Yibum and not disqualified under the category of Eshes Shnei Mesim, a wife of two deceased men. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which tough people question whether a Kedushin, where the husband prohibits his wife to all men except one, is a good Kedushin? That's on Daf. Pei Beis. Good. Number 2. Which tough people learn that a get given on condition that the wife never drinks wine again is invalid? That's on Daf. Pei Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which tough people learn that a woman who had relations with another man before discovering her tsar was an Ilanese is subject to all the penalties and forbidden to a Yavam? That's on Daf. Pay. Good. Number 4. Which stuff? We have 4 challenges to Rabbi Eliezer who held that a limited get is valid. That's on Duff. Pay Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we discuss if a written get or rumors of a divorce disqualify to Kahuna and the difference between generations? That's on Duff. Pay off. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do the case of a husband throwing a get into the airspace of the roof or chatzer where his wife is standing? That's on Duff. Ein test. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn an extensive list of consequences for a woman who remarries with an invalid get, such as losing both husbands and not getting her ksuba? That's on Duff. Pay. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we machok is whether a get where the wife is permitted to all men except Ploni is a good get? That's on Duff. Pei Beis. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn Rabbi Gazer agrees that the wife is permitted to the prohibited man from the first divorce after her second marriage? That's on Duff. Pei Gimel. Good. And number 10. Which stuff we have a case of two brothers who are Mekadosh to the same woman, prohibiting her to all men except to the other brother? That's on Duff. Pei Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.